Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An update and our final update to Notegate. Producer Charlie Borges has confessed. It was a team effort to find the culprit. Joel did very little because he looked at the video feed and he didn't see Charlie in the background. Greg spotted it, though. A real detective type of effort, Joel, from Greg tonight.
I would say so.
It was Sherlock Holmesian, you could say, his effort. A Nancy Drew sort of accomplishment for him. In the shades of Columbo and Monk and Magnum P.I. and that Gil guy from CSI Las Vegas. Kojak, some would say. That's the detective work that was done by Greg Finley tonight. So kudos to him. Charlie Borges, I texted him. I called him a name, which we can't say on the air. And he said, he just simply responded, damn video feed. He also asked when the HR meeting is going to be because of, I think, the name that I called him, not only today, but in another event.
Well, then.
He's joking, I hope. All right, so the Penguins, and Joel, if you could just make sure that my computer audio here is up. Thank you for that. Penguins cleaned out their lockers today. I don't really know if they actually clean out their lockers or if they just sort of show up and sit there and the media asks them questions and then they just go home. Tea times were probably made for, I don't know, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Mike Sullivan talked to the media. Look, this team is flawed. It is flawed. The last 2.5 weeks, I think, did a little smokescreen on people so that they don't believe that this team is flawed as much as it is. But it is. And there needs to be serious decisions made. There need to be legitimate consequences for what I feel is a massively, massively under-delivered 2 years of Penguins hockey now. And to be real, we could go back even farther than that. I mean, since hoisting the Stanley Cup in Nashville, this team has won a playoff series. One, singular. Uno. Un, as the French say. One playoff series. It's been a while now. And I don't know why there's not more people sort of loudly screaming this, that the direction of this organization, and I don't care about Kyle Dubas and what he brought, and yeah, they got Eric Carlson, and they retooled this and that. It didn't work. They missed the playoffs after getting Eric freaking Carlson. They have Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Brian Rust. For much of the year, they had Jake Guentzel, Eric Carlson. Go down the list. This team has names. Some of those names played really, really well, like Sidney Crosby. But there is a flaw to this team. And one of those flaws, I think, at least in part, involves Sidney Crosby. I'm going to play for you some audio. And I think it's a good look at where the perspective within the locker room, within the organization is, or where it should be, is, I guess, the right way to put it. Because what you're going to hear in this audio, I didn't hear from Mike Sullivan after they lost to the Islanders the other night. What came out of Mike Sullivan's mouth was, well, you know, the guys, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, fought really hard down the stretch. They showed who they are. They showed their resolve. Yada, yada, blah, blah. What he needed to say, what he should have said, was that this team's performance, the way that it played, the way that it was coached, was one word: unacceptable. This season was unacceptable. And listen, last year was not good. It was unacceptable as well because they were a talented team. But look, we had the scapegoat, right? It was Hextall and Burke. They were terrible. Idiots they were, we said. Right? Guess what? Team did the same thing this year as they did last year. With a new GM. With one of the best offensive defensemen to ever play the game. And they lost because, A, they are fundamentally flawed in one major department. And it's probably not what you're thinking. You're probably sitting there thinking, well, it's something to do with the power play. It's the coaching, yada, yada, this and that. No. The biggest flaw that the Pittsburgh Penguins have organizationally is that they love each other too much. That is the flaw of the Pittsburgh Penguins right now. They are too obsessed with being buddies and not obsessed enough with winning hockey games and being the best product they can be. It's an issue that starts at the very core of this player group. It's the Malkin, Crosby, Letang trio. Those guys are fantastic players. All three of them should have their numbers up in the rafters one day. Sidney Crosby was phenomenal this year. He was great. But let's call this what it is. This team should have been broken up a few years ago. This core group should have been broken up a few years ago. And it wasn't. It was kept intact. It was then re-signed long-term here for probably now too much money as we look back. At least outside of Crosby, who is underpaid. And it under-delivered last year. It underdelivered this year. And the head coach sits down and says, well, you know, we really showed our mettle down the stretch and really proud of the way that the guys pulled themselves. But, you know, a month ago, he said, we were in a pretty bad spot. Well, you're still in a bad spot. You're not in the playoffs. You're on the golf course. It's fine if I'm on the golf course. You can't be. You should be playing hockey this time of year. You know why? Because you're the Pittsburgh Penguins. Because you spend to the cap. Because you are aggressive every single year. Because you got Erik Karlsson. You retooled the bottom six. You got a new GM, for crying out loud. You've restructured so many things within your organization, and yet here you are once again sitting there doing nothing as the playoffs get ready to start. If you don't believe me and what I say about this team loving itself and loving each other a little too much, listen to one of the players and what he said today. This is Lars Eller, a guy that very much involved in this team. He's in that locker room day in and day out. He played all season. But he's not one of the ingrained, longtime Pittsburgh Penguins. You don't think listening to this that you can't hear a problem in his voice with the way that this team behaves, the way that this team approaches bad moments or tough moments? Listen to this. No, if I could get it to play, that would be a little better. There we go. All right.
I think we had some times during the season where we just got too low, you know, emotionally and quality of play, you know, where we were so far from our best, and that time combined with other things was a little too long, where we didn't get points, and there was times where we had, I felt like we had a firm grip on plays or on games, where we had, you know, leads or even multiple goal leads that we didn't close out. So, you know, a lot of those games where we felt like we were the better team for most of the game. I think you gotta find a way to win those, more of those, you know, those things combined. I think would still be playing right now. I think when we did play well, we were very capable of beating anyone. We beat some of the best teams in the league, went toe to toe with them. So we were very capable, but I think our lows were a little too low and for too long.
All right, stop it right there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, look, all teams go through ebbs and flows, highs and lows, whatever. It happens. Some nights you just you don't get up for the game. It happens. Over the course of 82 games, that it's inevitable. No team is up for all 82. And that's fine. I can live with that. I'm not the type of person that freaks out because a team goes through a rut or goes through a bad game or a couple of bad games or a couple of bad weeks. Like, that happens. The problem is the reasoning behind all of this. And the follow-up here is really good.
Extended lulls, specifically, you're talking about the days going into and the days coming out of trading Jake.
Yeah, that was a big part of that. Yeah, for sure. I think where we just there were some games there where I just didn't really recognize our team. I was surprised of how far from our best we were in some of those games. So you know that hurt us, amongst other things.
Especially looking at how Bunting came around kind of quickly. I mean, is that particularly disappointing? Because it looked like you got a decent asset there in return.
Yeah, he was great for us. I think there's like, you know, I can't find anybody. There's not really no excuses. We were, you know, most of us were healthy for most of the year. I know we had some injuries, but for our key guys, our best players, and for the majority of the team, we were healthy. Our goalies gave us a chance to win most nights. I think we can only, you know, point the finger at ourselves. Yeah.
Lars, how do you get that mindset out of the room? And do the last 3 weeks give you optimism heading into next year?
Yeah, I feel like there's lots of reasons to be optimistic because of how well we were able to play at certain times and the way we finished. So when we decided to and we got over this, emotional low, we picked ourselves up. But I think it took too long to pick ourselves up. It's a little too late. So it was a steep mountain to climb. We gave it a good chance, but then when it comes down to needing help from other teams at the end, that's not a good position to be in. So even though we finished really strong, I think it's like I talked about those stretches early or mid-season or around the deadline. It's kind of that's where you got to look to where we could have been better.
You know, given the, I don't even know what you want to call it, lip service that we heard from some others of, well, you know, the last few weeks, they, I think we proved that we can be a pretty good team. No. I don't care about the last few weeks. I care about the last few months. I care about the next few weeks. You're not playing in the playoffs. That's what I care about. That's what you need to figure out. This is just fool's gold to me. You know, in some ways, it's reminiscent to like what the Steelers did this year with Mason Rudolph. Yeah, they got hot. It was a nice end of the year. They were able to get into the playoffs, but ultimately they weren't a real threat. And this team didn't even get to that point where they got into the playoffs. Maybe if they did, who knows? If they were playing better. But this didn't look like a playoff team throughout the course of this year. Really, at any point, even in the last 2.5 weeks, it just, you know, it's like the Pirates in September when they're out of the race. All of a sudden, they start playing well. That happens every year, doesn't it? Once they're out of the race, all of a sudden, well, the pressure's off. We may as well just go out there and play, and guess what? You start winning. Other teams maybe gripping their sticks a little bit, what have you. And it's refreshing, I guess, to hear somebody at least relatively admit to the problem, the elephant in the room. This team has been, for a while now, run by the players. The decisions that have been made have been dictated by the players. I don't think Sidney Crosby shouldn't have a voice in some of the moves that are made. I think Sidney Crosby, given his status, has earned the right to have input. I don't think that they need to bow down to everything that Sidney Crosby wants and desires because he's emotionally attached to certain people within the organization. Listen, Crosby wants to win. I get it. It's the most important thing in the world to him. I get that. I believe that in my heart. I also think that there can be times where you are blinded by the good in front of you, by the good things, the things that make you feel good, and it gets in the way of the betterment of the overall. That happens. That's life. That happens in a lot of things that happen in life. There are times where you think that you know what the right way forward is because you're the sentimentality, the emotional attachment to it, whatever. But deep down, that's a flawed mentality to have. And living in that world of, well, Jake got traded, I'm not going to play hard tonight. Whether you think that on the surface, whether that's bubbling below the surface, you could hear Lars Eller say it there. He did not recognize the team around the trade deadline and around the trade of Jake Guentzel. Who the hell is Jake Guentzel to force an entire team into a depressed state of terrible hockey for a month? Listen, he's a really good player. He's not their dad. He's not their brother. He's a coworker. I just had a coworker and friend move. Guess what? I went to work the next day and did my job exactly the same as I did the day before he moved. It didn't affect my work. You have to be a professional at some point here. And this was a lack of professionalism from a group of old guys. Look, if they're 19 years old and they're playing juniors and you're really attached and the one guy leaves and you're bummed out about it, maybe it affects you, whatever. This isn't their first trade deadline. They've had guys traded before. They've seen players leave for free agency. You're telling me that Jake Guentzel, was it the milkshakes? What was it? What made Jake Guentzel so incredibly vital to the emotional well-being of the old Pittsburgh Penguins that they just went in a collective tank because he got traded? To me, there's one word that I could use to describe that mindset if that's how it went. And again, this is a player saying that this is how it went. That one word is pathetic. That is a pathetic result of a trade deadline that you collectively said, well, we sold at the deadline. We may as well go in the tank. They were 1-4 in the five games before they traded Guentzel, and they were 2-7 after that. It took them 9 games to, I don't know, snap out of their depression. There are teenagers who go through breakups who get over the breakup faster than they got over trading Jake Guentzel. You want to talk about core fundamental problems with this team? That's it. There is too much of a love affair with the quote-unquote core guys in this team. And part of that is really good. Part of that can mean chemistry. Part of that can mean a good locker room, togetherness, wins, etc. That's fine. When it doesn't go your way, you cannot let that affect who you are as a hockey team and the way that you play and the tenacity, the want to, the desire that you have. And again, I'm not the one saying this happened. One of their teammates said it today. Lars Eller said it today. That around the trade of Jake Guentzel, he didn't even recognize the team that was out there. That guy meant that much to them that they decided they didn't want to play at the level that they needed to play at in a crucial point of the season. They could have survived, as we saw, trading Jake Guentzel because they got a decent player back. Bunting ended up being pretty good for them. But they did him a disservice. They did the organization a disservice. They did you a disservice by saying, we got rid of Jake Guentzel. No more milkshakes for you. No more hockey wins for you either. John in the car. What's up, John?
Hey, living the dream, brother. I hate to just be echoing what you're saying, but this team, in my opinion, and I remember that the Penguins had to let a goalie go unprotected. As much as Matt Murray did well for his years, and I remember the Cups, trust me, I was a season ticket holder. When they got rid of Fleury, that was, in my opinion, the first crack in the armor. Fleury was highly touted since basically the day he was born. And if you watch the guy, he's probably one of the fastest goalies with his legs than any other goalie I think I've seen. And I'm pretty old.
He's still playing, too. Anyway, he's going to come back next year and play.
Well, yeah, now that he's 1,000 years old. and now that Crosby, he might turn into the Malkin talent because, my God, you know, Malkin fell off the he didn't fall off the earth, but he – we'll say the level of his exceptionalism went significantly down over the last several seasons. And, Sid, guess what? It's your turn, buddy. You're 38. You're a hockey god, but guess what? You're not an immortal hockey god. And, you know, Sid could wake up, come to training camp next year, and – he could be a total washout. Not that I expect him to be a total washout, but geez, I'm not expecting him to play like he did this year, which was, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah. John, John, appreciate the call. We got to get to our next call and then to a break. I'm going to talk about that after the break, the age thing, because I think it's worth bringing up. Let's get to Francis, though, in Freeport. Hi, Francis.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. What's up?
So before Gensel was traded, we really had a pretty small chance of making the playoffs. Last year with Gensel, we didn't make the playoffs. I don't know why these guys would be so attached to a guy who, yes, is young and maybe one of the next great ones, but I don't understand how he can justify the Gensel being the problem, the Gensel trade being the downfall to this season, when in reality – I think it's much more than all that.
Well, you're talking about what Lars Eller said?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think what he is saying is the team collectively went into the guys around him went into a funk when they traded Jake Gensel. I'm not saying he's blaming the trade for them not playing well. I think he's saying our guys did not react well once the trade occurred.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was a good run. It was fun to watch there at the end. Obviously, it leaves a lot of Pittsburgh fans, including myself, with less to do on the weeknights and a lot less to look forward to. So it's definitely a bummer. But I disagree with John, the caller prior, saying that Sid can't come back and play just as well, if not better, because that's all the dude cares about. And at least we have something positive to build on. So we can try to look forward to a better Steelers season. Maybe the Pens come back next year and do well, and maybe the Pirates win close to 100 games. So as a Pittsburgh native and a fan of all those sports, I feel better than I should, I guess.
Hey, keep the optimism, Francis. Thank you for the call. If the Pirates win close to 100 games, I'm going to do freaking cartwheels down the hallway here at the fan studios. But yeah, I mean, that's the way that I viewed those Lars Eller comments. Our team was so emotionally attached to this core group. We have this buddy-buddy bond that when one of the guys moved, all of us just fell into this depressed state of we don't want to, like, we couldn't get off the couch. We're not talking about, you know, you getting divorced. We're not talking about you breaking up with your girlfriend, your fiance. We're not talking about a relative passing away. Those are things, if you get depressed over those things, okay. We're talking about a guy moving to Raleigh. You're going to see him in a couple of months if you want to. You're millionaires. You can go hang out. You can go golfing together when the season's over. Hell, if you would have played well, you'd be playing him in the playoffs, and you could see him then. You could see him seven times potentially in a week or in 2 weeks. But they decided that sulking was more important than showing who they really are and really can be. And it wasn't until I think they realized that Michael Bunting was actually a decent player that they said, maybe it's time to move on. There's other fish in the sea. I mean, literally, isn't that what it feels like when you hear Lars Eller's comments? Doesn't it feel like he's saying, you know, we got sad because we knew we were going to break up with Jake. Then we broke up with Jake and we were sad for a while. And then we decided, you know what? We can get over this. We'll be okay. This is professional hockey. This ain't prom. This ain't your 10th grade romance. Get over it. Be men. I mean, it's sad. It's sad that is what happened to this season, according to one of the players that was in that locker room. All right, we got to get to a break. If you want to jump in on this, 412-928-9370, just some crazy comments today, I thought, from Lars Eller. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Sider and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm Josh Rountree here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.